A panel looking at the issue is not recommending any set dollar amount for non-economic damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. They'll leave that up to those who actually end up writing the legislation. But one task force member says the cap on pain and suffering should be close to the old one, which would be $445,000 in today's dollars. Ralph Topinka is vice president of Mercy Health System in Janesville. He says doctor's malpractice insurance is more likely to remain affordable if Wisconsin limits injury lawsuits to $500,000 or less.
I've seen actuarial studies that suggest that once you get in the $500,000 range and up, that the cap really has very little impact on insurance premiums and stability in the marketplace.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court recently found the state's limit on non-economic damages unconstitutional. Some justices thought the cap was too low. Another concern was whether it was fair. The cap was the same for everyone, with no regard to age. People injured early in life got the same damage award as those who had fewer years left to live. Task force members are suggesting ways legislators can change the law to make it pass court muster. One recommendation would be to link injury amounts to life expectancy. Another suggestion is to have a two-tiered settlement system, one amount for adults who sue over a doctor's mistake and another for minors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.